And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is almost 9:07. And in fact, it is now 9:07. And as I look outside onto a Washington Street, our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, some cloud cover. But no rain. We're missing the rain, as I mentioned earlier. And right now, the temperature rising again very early, 75 degrees. And again, just a quick note, some of those thunderstorms we've been keeping an eye on, looks like they're going to hit north of Wausau, moving in to the Lincoln County area. If you're heading towards Merrill or Tomahawk, be aware, some thunderstorms and some significant rain. As you look at, if you look at the radar, and I'm sure many of you have seen the radar, when you see those bright red colors, that means some heavy rain. We're seeing some of those bright red colors just north of Wausau. Again, it looks like it's going to skirt right past Wausau, northern Marathon County into Lincoln County. And again, we will keep you up to speed on the weather as we continue this morning as well. But we're very happy to welcome back to the program from the Marathon County Public Library, Chad Daly. Chad, good morning.
Good morning. Very happy to walk over here at 9 in the morning instead of 3 in the afternoon. Yeah, it's still manageable out there.
And
not
bad. And I actually, in that last hour, I was thinking about you because, again, as I was looking at that radar, I'm thinking, I don't want, and I know he walks over here, yep. I don't want a thunderstorm coming through as Chad walks from the library here to our studios in downtown Wausau, but
would do it if required.
and I don't know about you, but I got this umbrella with that when it's raining. Any wind, it goes inside out. I'm glad it's nice and dry. Glad to have you back again.
Glad to be back.
In the last hour, we were talking about the hot weather from yesterday with our meteorologist and some warm temperature again today and some humidity. And I had asked you when you came in here that the Marathon County Public Library and all the other libraries in Marathon County, I had received a media note from the health department here in Wausau saying that, hey, if you're somebody that is getting too hot like yesterday, that the library was available as an air-conditioned cooling center. Did you see any bump in terms of the people coming on in yesterday?
Sure. Yeah, there were more people around yesterday, definitely. Yep, as you mentioned, all MCPL locations, whether they're standalone buildings like here in Wausau or say, you know, our Stratford branch, all of them have AC and they're cranking, they're going. So definitely cooler inside than it is outside. People are welcome to come in, just sit down for a while. Just cool off. If you need water, we've got bottled water for you, certainly plenty of water fountains, all of that. So if you need to come in and cool off here in Wausau, we're right downtown. Just come on in. There's no expectation. You don't have to do anything. All you need to do, if you need to, is just come in and sit down and cool off. Yeah.
I got to ask you about an event that I saw on your Facebook page from yesterday. Because it looks so, and you were saying you were running around yesterday. I was assuming it was for this event, Superhero Training Academy.
It was so much fun. It was so much fun.
I got to admit that I wish I would have stopped by. I could use a little superhero training myself, but I imagine it was for the kids, right?
It was for the kids. Yeah, we had different activities. We built and rebuilt many, many times a brick wall out of cardboard boxes that kids could punch or kick to try and break through the wall. We had cans set up with supervillains on them, and kids could toss a beanbag and try and knock that over. Some kids came in costumes. It was a blast. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And we got a lot of comments. Thank you for doing this. Mm-hmm. This was a really cool idea. And I'm not sure where our kids team came up with it. I think one of them mentioned to a patron that they had seen it at a different library somewhere. And we do that from time to time. Not all of our ideas are original ones that have never been done before. If we see a good idea, we're not above, certainly not above trying it out at our own library. And I'd say that one was a success. We had a daycare group came in. It was a lot of fun. The kids, I helped out with it. Normally I'm upstairs in the reference area, but the kids kept me running. And as I mentioned to you when we were off air, even though it's air conditioned inside, they got me worked up. I was running around and sweating myself a little bit.
Yeah. You know what most parents feel like.
Yes, exactly.
And by the way, I must share a secret. Once in a while, I'll steal an idea or two as well.
Sure.
We all do.
Nothing's original anymore. Exactly right.
But very, very, I just thought that was very cool. And I can imagine that the kids just had a blast.
It was a lot of fun. It's something that we'll probably do again sometime down the line.
Nothing like smiling kids, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
And actually, you know, this time of year, it's, next Monday is Labor Day. And that traditionally is the end of summer. And kids start going back to school. And how do things change at the library to get into the fall? Is there much change at the library, or does it pretty much stay the same?
I mean, it does get a little bit quieter, especially with not that all kids are loud, but it does get a little and some adults are loud too. It does get a little quieter once all the kids are back in school, but we do still have parents who homeschool their kids, bringing their kids in, and we still do story times after school starts. And for parents who have kids who are too young to be in school, or again, if they're homeschooling, it does quiet down a little bit as far as the children's programming goes, but it also sort of ramps up with more of the teen and adult programming too. Not as many adult we haven't had as many adult programs over this particular summer, but we have a lot planned for teens and adults this fall and this winter. People are always coming through. I wouldn't say there's ever any dead periods. there's hardly a time, unless it's maybe an hour before closing, that the library is pretty empty and really super quiet. There's always something going on. There's always people coming through, which is great. That's what we're there for, and that's what we want.
Again, we're talking to Chad Dattley from the Marathon County Public Library here on 98.9 WXCO. Well, let's talk about what's happening here at the library, obviously, as we finish up August, head into September. Any interesting activities that you want folks to know about?
Yeah, we've got a few things going on this week, including today we have the last session of our Teen Dungeons and Dragons summer campaign. That gets underway at 2:00. We have our weekly cribbage gathering here in Wausau from 3 to 5. We'll have cards and boards set out if any adults want to come in and just sit down and cool off and just play some cards. That'll be going from 3 to 5. Tomorrow night here in Wausau, we have a craft program, felt pomander balls. So these are balls that people used to make with fabric, and you would put some stuff inside and kind of sew it up, and it smells nice, and maybe you put it in with your laundry to make that so it won't be as fragrant, but they're still really cute little crafts. And so that gets underway at 6:00 tomorrow night. And then Thursday morning we have our monthly spotlight series, where we're bringing in different department heads from city and county departments here. And this month we have Krista Jensen, who is the director of the Marathon County Social Services Department. So she'll be coming in to talk about all of the different things that social services does. And I'll have some questions, but certainly if the public is curious, wants to know more about their Marathon County's Social Services Department, by all means, come on in. That gets underway at 10:30. Bring some questions if you're curious about anything. Looking ahead next week, because it is Labor Day on Monday, we don't have a whole lot planned for the rest of the week, but looking ahead to next weekend on Saturday the 7th, a fun one for kids, a stuffy adopt-a-thon. So we have a bunch of stuffed animals that we have obtained, and kids can fill out a form and go through the quote-unquote adoption process to adopt a stuffed animal and take it home. So that should be a fun one. Yeah. And then a couple weeks from now, we have our extension gardening series. Next month, that would be on the 10th. Janelle Weir from Extension Marathon County will be coming in and talking about the invasive spotted lanternfly. Interesting stuff there. And for all of those, we do ask that people register ahead of time. So, yeah, a little bit quieter as far as all of the events go for the next couple of weeks. But we've got plenty going on in September. We're going to be having classes on Microsoft Word and Excel. We'll have a series of programs at, say, at our Athens branch on Social Security and Medicare. The big one that's coming up about a month from now, and I'm sure we'll talk more about it next month, is the Central Wisconsin Book Festival, which gets underway September 26th, 27th, and 28th. We'll have events here in Wausau, as well as events in Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids. It's an annual festival celebrating books and the people who write them and the people who read them. This will be our eighth year. And it should be great. We've got a lot of fun events planned for that one. So yeah, it's like I said, next couple few weeks, a little bit quieter as you said, as we kind of transition into the fall. But we've got lots planned for, you know, for the fall, for October, September, November. Yeah.
Any special guests that you can tease for the book festival coming up?
Yes. Well, we do have I would say probably the biggest event will be in Stevens Point on Saturday night, the 28th of September. David Robleski, who wrote in 2008, I want to say, a book called The Story of Edgar Sawtelle, which was huge bestseller. It was an Oprah Book Club pick. It took him about 15 years to write his second novel, Familiaris, which is also a book club, Oprah Book Club pick, but he'll be in Stevens Point. He's probably our biggest headliner, but yeah, we have some more fun ones in store that we can talk about later.
Absolutely. Yeah. So again, check out the Marathon County Public Library. You can go to their website at mcpl.us.
Very good.
And also check them out and follow them on Facebook. Yeah. Chad Daly, great to see you again.
Thank you so much.
Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Oh, actually, just a quick reminder, because it is Labor Day weekend, all MCPL locations will be closed on Saturday and Monday. So we'll be closed Saturday, Sunday, Monday, opening back up on Tuesday next week, regular hours.
Hey, you deserve a nice long weekend. You and the rest of the folks at the library.
You will enjoy it, I'm sure.
We'll catch you again in 2 weeks.
Thank you. Sounds good.
The time is 9:19. Morning. Saturday afternoon, the 2024 high school football season kicks off for the Newman Catholic Fighting Cardinals. Newman will play host to Phillips. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM WXCO. Online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coverage will begin with the pregame show at 12:35 and the opening kickoff at 1 p.m. Newman Catholic High School football on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbell Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Domtar, and North Star Restoration. It's Newman Catholic playing host to Phillips in high school football Saturday, starting with the pregame show at 12:35, opening kickoff at 1 on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Thank you. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. And Chad Daly, always a terrific guest, joining us every other Tuesday. Every other Wednesday, we have a couple of great guests. And tomorrow, it's that time again for the first hour. We'll talk about what's happening in the news, talk about what's going on in sports, and just be able to bounce around a lot of issues with Bob Look. Bob will be with us for hour number one tomorrow. He'll be with us yesterday. No, he'll be with us tomorrow for hour number one on the program. And we also, in hour number two, focus on the Grand Theater in Wausau, and we're getting towards the fall and a real kickoff to the new season for the Grand Theater, but there's always activities going on at the Grand, and expect to have Sean Wright back. I think Sean will be with us tomorrow, but if not, Sean, he's got plenty of other terrific folks at the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation that stop by every other Wednesday to let us know what's going on there. So that's coming up tomorrow morning from 8 till 10 a.m. here on 98.9 WXCO. And since we had Chad Daly in the last segment, did not have an opportunity to reset and reintroduce our in-studio engineer and our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Yeah, it's always good to have Chad Daly back. He was not with us 2 weeks ago, so it's been almost a month. But
he's been a busy guy.
I'm surprised you didn't go to the superhero training yesterday. Oh. You enjoy those superheroes, don't you?
Yes, I do very much.
Who's your favorite of the superheroes? It's the ones that you either was either reading or watching a movie or TV, whatever it may be.
Well,
one that is jumps out the most at you.
When I was a kid, my favorite all-time superhero was undoubtedly a Superman. Superman has always been my favorite superhero. He's like the epitome of good, just a symbol of hope, and that's something that I try to be in my regular life. Regularly, if I try to be a symbol of hope, I try to help help others as much as I can, and just reading his comics and watching all the stuff he's been in, and just
Who's your favorite Superman? Which actor? There's only one answer in my mind, but I'm curious about yours, because you go back, George Reeves, that was the original television Superman. Did you ever watch the old black and white TV Supermans?
No, I haven't.
Man, you've missed. That was a TV series. George Reeves was the Man of Steel. I'm sure you can find them somewhere, like on YouTube or somewhere like that.
Yeah, probably.
I've seen those. And then, of course, Christopher Reeve was the Superman from the 1970s and 1980s. Mm. And then we've had some other Supermen who I can't even remember. For me, it's got to be Christopher Reeve. In fact, when I went on vacation a couple of months ago, when I flew out to Las Vegas, on the airplane, he had the the ability to watch either movies or TV shows, and I watched the original Superman from 1977, I think it was.
Such a great film.
And I own that on DVD as well, and it is a great movie. It really is, and I think, in terms of setting up the character,
absolutely.
I thought Christopher Reeve was great. I thought the guy who played the younger Clark Kent, you remember the scene where he's with his dad and he kicked the football like a million miles into the air? I thought, and he ran, from school to home so he could show off
with the
friends. I thought that guy was a great Clark Kent. And then, of course, Christopher Reeve took over, and nobody was better than Christopher Reeve. I mean, I defy you to say that anybody could be better than what that man did in that role. He played the nerdy aspects of Clark Kent so very well.
Absolutely.
And he played, as you said, the super heroic character, not just the Man of Steel, but the kind of guy that you'd want Superman to be. I just thought he nailed every note in that role as Superman.
Christopher Reeve will always be Superman.
Exactly.
In
right.
In our opinions, he'll probably be the best as Superman.
And also, of course,
I don't think anybody else could do it as good as he did.
And of course, in that first film, he had Marlon Brando play his father, the Krypton father. Glenn Ford played his father on Earth, Mr. Kent. You had Gene Hackman play Lex Luthor. I mean, Margot Kidder, I think, was a fantastic Lois Lane. I mean, she showed the spunk and the edge and the smarts that that character has in the comics and in history as well. So, again, I got to say, yeah, when you talk about great superheroes, Superman, I've always been a Batman kind of guy myself too, but I can see Superman as well. Just, you know,
well,
very
Batman
cool.
Is pretty honorable as well. I mean,
yeah,
Batman doesn't kill.
No, he does not. And Batman is different because Batman does not have that. He is just a normal guy. I mean, he really is. I mean, he does not have that.
But he has a lot of money.
He does have a lot of money. So
he
does
have a lot of technology.
He does. But the thing about it is you need to have the smarts as well. Because order to use the money properly, make sure that he's able to do that. So, yeah. So,
my favorite actor who plays Batman, though, has to be Christian Bale.
Adam West.
I like the original Batman, but
the thing is, I love Christian Bale as well. I love Michael Keaton as well when he brought it
gosh.
To
Michael Keaton was a fantastic Batman.
I mean, I think they all had something that
set them apart.
Clooney was okay, but I never bought him in the role. And what's his name?
Well, there's Sir Robert Pattinson. Ben Affleck. Was Batman.
The other one.
the other one. I'll have to do research after this.
I will too. But
there's been quite a few actors who played Batman over the years.
Exactly. So fantastic. No, that's good stuff to think about. And the
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. I thought Val Kilmer did a nice job as well.
Yeah, he did.
All right. So we've run through Superman and Batman. And now we have to get an information update, get the latest news, weather, and sports, and then come back with more. The time is 9:29, cloudy skies, 75 degrees in downtown Wausau. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West High School football team looks to make it 2 in a row on Friday as the Warriors play host to the Hudson Raiders. Hear the game live on the Sports 2 stream at BowFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. The game will also be heard on a delay basis on 98.9 WXCO after the marathon game on Friday night. Wausau West football on WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbell Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, Domtar, North Star Restoration, and the Wausau West Athletic Department. It's Wausau West hosting Hudson in high school football. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 6:35, live on the Sports 2 stream, BowFallsRadio.com, and the Civic Media app, and on tape delay following marathon on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:36, 75 degrees under mostly cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. It's very interesting. If anybody pulls up right now the National Weather Service radar, you got this line of some heavy rain that is going right now through probably it's gone either just through Merrill or is going through Merrill and Tomahawk and up towards Rhinelander into northern Wisconsin as well. Basically, the rain is from the northern border of Marathon County to the north. And then there's another line of some severe weather. And actually, there are no severe thunderstorm warnings in effect for the northern part of the state, but there are some severe thunderstorm warnings just south of Wood County and Portage County in south central Wisconsin. And you got this line of some very heavy rain and thunderstorms that are going basically from the southern point of Marathon County into Wood and Portage County and point south. So it's amazing looking at the radar. The rain starts at the northern part of Marathon County, goes north, and then again at the southern border of Marathon County going south. And Marathon County itself, really, no rain right now. So I've not seen that where it just looks like there's some sort of shield that is keeping Marathon County dry while everybody to the north and to the south is getting hit with rather significant rainfall right now. So again, it's one of those interesting weather days. As we heard from Brittany Merlot in the first hour, we have a weather system that is basically right over us right now, and it's causing some of this rather heavy rain and thunderstorm activity north and to the south. And we expect to see thunderstorm activity here in Marathon County at some point during the course of the afternoon as well. So we'll keep you up to speed on the weather. But I was just looking at that radar, and it's just very, very interesting to see how Marathon County is sort of the middle between some significant rainfall. Again, I talked about the bright colors that you see when you bring up the radar, the red and the yellow. The green is the lighter rain, and there's a lot of red and yellow, both north and south, right now in the state of Wisconsin. In the last number of minutes, in fact, about 13 minutes ago, I was just looking during the information update, looking at some of the social media, just trying to keep up to speed on anything that's happening in the news or even in sports to see if the Packers are making any more cuts. But Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont put out a social media post on X 13 minutes ago. And this is what Sanders said. 105 degrees in Philly, 104 degrees in D.C., 102 degrees in St. Louis. The climate crisis isn't coming. It's already arrived. It's time to transform our energy systems away from fossil fuels. Yeah. I mean, we talked about it in our history lesson about how at one point, was it 900,000 years ago, or whatever it may be, that humanity was nearly wiped out because of a climate crisis. A climate crisis.
That's right.
And Sanders basically put that posting as a subpost from an ABC posting that said 38 million people are under heat alerts yesterday as dangerously high temperatures are set to take over the Midwest. So late August, 38 million people under heat alerts yesterday, and we had heat alerts here in central Wisconsin yesterday. So again, it is a crisis, and unfortunately in our country we tend not to do things. This system of government, for all the good it does, it is a system of government that is set up to basically stop a lot of things as well. Because if you look at, we talked about Social Security, and don't forget, today, there is a special event going on that you should really be aware of that is going on at the lunch hour time. We talked to Nancy Stensel yesterday about it, and it is basically an event to rally support for Social Security. It is Save Social Security. Demonstrations are going on all over Wisconsin during the course of the summer and the fall. And the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans, American Federation of Government Employees Council 220, and other partner organizations are calling for Social Security to be protected, modernized, and expanded. And there is a demonstration going on at the Social Security office here in Wausau, which is located at 352 Grand Avenue today at noon. Basically, it's a noon hour demonstration talking about the need for Social Security to be protected and also modernized and expanded. And the point I want to make about Social Security is Social Security would not have happened if not for an emergency situation in our country. The Great Depression in the 1930s, early 1930s, led to the election of FDR as president and part of his New Deal. Social Security and so many other New Deal programs that would never have happened, except we were in an emergency. Unfortunately, we look at the climate crisis, many of us think it's an emergency, but until it actually tanks our economy and tanks other areas of our society, Americans, as political figures especially, tend not to take those big swings at issues. So that's one area we'd like to see, I think, improved in our country. But again, good for Nancy Stencil and others with the Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans Save Social Security rally again here in Wausau today from noon until 1 at the Social Security office at 352 Grand Avenue in Wausau. Another story I wanted to kind of touch on. During this era of social media where everybody basically shares everything about their lives, sometimes there's a danger in sharing too much. And that's a point that blogger Craig Calcaterra, I subscribe to his Cup of Coffee blog. It's basically a baseball blog with a lot of politics. So it's a mixture of a couple things I enjoy. But Calcaterra yesterday in his Cup of Coffee blog said, "The other day I talked about the dangers involved in sharing too much of your life in your writing. Someone probably should have told that to a fellow from Michigan named Nathan Thornsberry. Nathan Thornsberry was arrested last week for participating in the January 6th insurrection." And that begs the question. We're in August of 2024. Why did it take so long for Nathan Thornsberry to be arrested for participating in the January 6th, 2021 insurrection? Well, he basically gave himself away by writing a book. This man is a Marine Corps veteran who self-published a book about the Capitol riot. And according to the charging documents, the FBI's Flint, Michigan office received a tip identifying Thornsberry as the man behind the book about the Capitol riot. And of course, and something I'm going to delve a little bit even deeper into, I've touched on it. Whenever these guys become self-described patriots, they tend to be the opposite of what they are. We hear about patriots all the time. If you see a social media posting where one of the first words in the description is patriot, odds are they're kind of an idiot and a jerk. That's just my opinion. But this man wrote the book titled January 6th, A Patriot Story. And again, he's saying that he's the patriot. According to investigators, Thornsberry self-published the book under the name Nathaniel Matthews. In the charging documents, investigators said biographical details in the About the Author section match Thornberry's own, and a subpoena of Amazon records revealed the Nathaniel Matthews author account was registered to an individual named Nathan Thornsberry with the same phone number as the one associated with Thornsberry's Facebook account. So according to Calcaterra's blog, he said, not surprisingly, when the FBI looked at actual footage from the insurrection, they found that Thornsberry was not the passive observer the narrator of his book was. And again, these folks had to say, hey, I was just there. I wasn't doing anything. And then many of them, the video comes out. Yeah, they were doing very, very bad things. But Thornsberry was pushing against metal barriers and forcing the police back while shouting, "Bring it!" He has now been charged with two felony counts of civil disorder and assaulting, resisting, or impeding police, along with some misdemeanor charges. So again, this guy's just an idiot. He's an idiot. Calcaterra is right. We have this need to share too much. And in this case, this guy would have got away with it. And when you hear Trump and others talk about, the unfairness of it all, frankly, the unfairness of it all is that many, many, many of the people that were involved in the January 6th insurrection are walking around free today, never arrested, never brought to justice for their attempt to overthrow a free and fair election. So again, this guy, basically, so many of the times when somebody commits a crime, they're the ones themselves that ultimately lead to their arrest and hopefully, in this case, conviction. And again, I am so tired of people that call themselves patriots, and so many of the MAGAs, they call themselves patriots. And going back a couple of weeks, we had a outside the bubble conversation where I learned something from Oliver Burroughs. He talks to a lot of the folks on the right-hand side. He is a member of the right-hand side. And we were talking about the Christian conservatives. And he said that that they call themselves Christian patriots. Christian patriots. So my spidey sense went up. Whenever somebody calls themselves patriots, that normally means whatever I believe is patriotic, whatever you believe is not. And that's wrong. That's wrong in every sense. And this guy who is a criminal, he's a criminal. The video shows him breaking the law at the United States Capitol on January the 6th. And then he comes out and writes a book calling himself a patriot. A patriot's story. It makes me angry. I'm so tired of the right trying to use the term patriotism in their own twisted way. And they're upset because the Democratic National Convention basically tried to take away the idea of what a patriot is, and they did it very effectively last week. They're very upset that for many years, Republicans and conservatives and the right have been able to use terms like patriot for their own twisted ways. Mm-hmm. And this guy is a criminal who tried to, again, overthrow a free and fair election, and he calls himself a patriot. So, again, if you go onto social media accounts where people have described themselves and the first word is patriot, or the second word is patriot, or the third word is patriot, the odds are they're really not patriots, in my humble opinion. You gotta say it's getting darker out there. It is getting a lot darker out there. It feels like,
yeah, it is.
It looks like, and it feels like rain out there. So we'll keep an eye on that radar, whether or not we're going to get some significant rain coming up here in the Wausau area. But coming up, it's our daily history lesson. And we're going to have our look at famous events that occurred on this date in history, some celebrity birthdays, reasons to acknowledge today, special events, and our number for the day. And it involves flying.
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 Okay.
Not Superman type flying, but flying nevertheless.
Just a regular flying.
There yeah. you go. The time is 9:49. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. I'm Chad Holmes. On Wednesday, join me and former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We will recap week one of the 11-player football season and look ahead to week two, plus take a look at the week one matchups in 8-player football as well. Plus our special guests. At 6:20, we'll talk to Wausau East football coach Tyler Kramer after the Lumberjacks open up the season with a 20-19 win over Westby on Friday. Then at 7:06, it's our student-athlete guest from Wausau West, DeAndre Borns. Borns had 2.5 sacks and 10 tackles in the Warriors' win at Superior. It's the Big High School Sports Show, Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Tuesday, August the 27th of 2024. It is day number 240 of this year. There are 126 days remaining in the year. And a bunch of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 2003, Mars made its closest approach to Earth in nearly 60,000 years, passing approximately 34,646,416 miles from Earth. On this date in 2012, again, speaking of Mars, the Mars rover Curiosity broadcasted the first interplanetary human voice recording. On this date in 2017, former 5-weight world boxing champion Floyd Mayweather Jr. defeated MMA fighter Conor McGregor in his debut match in the 10th round in Las Vegas. On this date in 2019, it's a very sad story because this person set a record but also lost her life at the same time. On this date in 2019, race car driver Jesse Combs died while setting the new fastest women's land speed record of 522.783 miles per hour at Alvord Desert, Oregon. And on this date in 2022, a mint condition Mickey Mantle baseball card sold for $12.6 million, blasting into the record books as the most ever paid for sports memorabilia. A few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Fashion designer Tom Ford turning 63 years old today. Dog trainer Cesar Millan is 55. Actor Chandra Wilson, Grey's Anatomy, is 55. Actor Sarah Chalke of Scrubs and Roseanne is 48. Actor Aaron Paul, Breaking Bad, 45 years old today. Actor Patrick Adams of Suits is 43. Amanda Fuller of Last Man Standing turning 40 years old today. Alexa Pena Vega of Spy Kids. Did you see Spy Kids back in the day?
Yes, I've seen all the Spy Kids movies.
Did you like it?
I really enjoyed the series.
Well, one of the actors in that movie, Spy Kids, Alexa Pena Vega, 36 years old today. And Ariana Greenblatt from the Barbie movie is 17 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events. It is Just Because Day. It is Kiss Me Day. It is Banana Lovers Day. Are you a banana fan?
Yes, I am.
Well, then have Big a banana. Have a banana today. It is Petroleum Day. It is Tarzan Day. It is Rock, Paper, Scissors Day.
Oh, a classic game.
It is Touch a Heart Day. So those are a few of the special events being acknowledged here today.
Nice.
All right. It is time.
And yes.
You have to get on the roll here because yesterday did not get it right.
No, I did not. It was about Babe Ruth's jersey, and I guessed the wrong number.
Yep, so 0 for 1 so far this week is Ian Welsh in our number for the day quiz. And every weekday, last thing on the show is we give Ian a quiz based on our number for the day. I give him three choices. If he gets one out of three right, that's what he should, 33%, because, you know, based on three choices, you should get one out of three, even guessing. So every week, the goal is to be above 33%.
Absolutely.
And he's done that quite a bit recently. So let's see if we can get back on the winning track here today. 0 for 1 so far this week.
It's about flying.
Yep. And it's about folks flying off to vacation and stuff like that.
Yep, vacation time.
And the airlines. And the airlines make a lot of money. And one of the ways they make a lot of money is baggage fees. All right. Our number for the day is the dollars made by U.S. Airlines for baggage fees in 2023.
Okay.
So the number of dollars made by U.S. Airlines for baggage fees in 2023.
All right.
Is the correct answer $3.3 billion? Is the correct answer $33 billion? Is the correct answer $330 billion? So a wide, wide margin between the smallest and the largest.
So
$3.3 billion.
$33
billion. Dollars,
or
$330 billion.
My gosh. Well, granted, I've never actually flown a commercial airplane before, but baggage fees definitely add up over time.
Yeah,
so,
they're annoying.
Yeah. These are just in the last year. So I'm going to say I'm going to go with B. I'm going to go with $33 billion.
Went in the middle again.
So final answer. I'm going to stick with it this
time. All right. The number of dollars made by U.S. Airlines for baggage fees in 2023 is $33 billion.
Yes. Nice.
See, I got it right.
Well, that's a lot of money.
One out of two.
Yes.
You're in a good position now.
Let's see if I can make it up to two out of four.
There you go. We're going to try to make it out two out of three tomorrow.
Yeah, two out of three.
There Absolutely. You go. All right. Well, thanks to Chad Dally for joining us today. Again, Bob Look in the first hour tomorrow, and Sean Wright from the Grand Theater in hour number two. Ian, have yourself a great Tuesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Stay cool out there.
And keep it right here. Greg Bach, guest hosting Matt and Air on Air, coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO. Again.